RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Rupiah is stronger against US dollar to 13,257. Four Chinese pharmaceutical firms to invest in Indonesia. Team stops search for missing Swiss hiker on Mount Semeru. Now the news in detail. The rupiah, which is traded interbank in Jakarta on Monday morning, moving higher by 82 points to 13,257 rupiah compared to the previous position at 13,339 rupiah per US dollar. Economist of Samuel Securitas Rangga Cipta in Jakarta said Monday that the rupiah appreciation against the US dollar after the price of commodities such as crude oil back to increased. He added Bank Indonesia partiality toward the target of economic growth marked by cutbacks in the benchmark interest rate or BI rate also added the optimism of market players in the domestic currency. Nevertheless, the lack of agreement on the draft law of tax amnesty could destroy the optimism of market players in the country. This condition can curb rupiah higher. Indonesian Islamic organization Nahdlatul Ulama, NU, has called on Muslim and non-Muslim residents in the country to invest in Sharia-compliant capital market following the launch of NU Mutual Fund last Friday, June 17th. Chief of the Nahdlatul Ulama Central Executive Board Marsudi Syahud said in Jakarta Sunday that they call on the people to become investors in view of the fact that the Sharia-compliant capital market offers big potentials but is still growing at a slow pace. With the launch of NU Sharia-compliant mutual fund, the Islamic organization can take part in encouraging the domestic industry and the public participation in the Sharia-compliant capital market. Only 0.2% of the Indonesian population invest in the Sharia-compliant capital market. According to a report from the Financial Service Authority, OJK, the growth of investment in the Sharia-compliant capital market was still less than 5%. He expressed the hope that the mutual fund would attract more than $83 million US dollar and non-NU members in the country who are expected to donate part of their return to religious, educational, social, and economic activities through Nahdlatul Ulama. The Investment Coordinating Board BKPM has announced it will assist four China-based pharmaceutical companies to invest in Indonesia. Without revealing the company's names, BKPM Chairman Franky Sibarani said the four have gathered detailed information on the latest regulations in the industry, including foreign ownership and other supporting regulations. The government is working on a roadmap and work plan for developing the pharmaceutical and medical equipment industry. As a national health insurance program has been running, Franky elaborated, the need for medicine and medical equipment would potentially rise to support the state insurance scheme. President Joko Widodo expects that the portion of the locally manufactured raw materials for medicine to reach 50% by 2019. A local team involved in a search for a Swiss man who was reported missing on Mount Semeru, East Java, stopped its effort on Sunday after having spent 10 days attempting to locate the hiker. Search and rescue team coordinator Sukaryo said on Sunday that they have little data to use to track the missing hiker since the information provided by a fellow hiker was very limited. Lionel Decroux, 26 years old, and Alice from France left from Malang to climb Mount Semeru on June the 3rd. They went to Ranupani village in Lumajang Regency, and after taking a short break, they started to climb the mountain. However, they did not report their plans or route to the Ranupani post of the Bromo Tengger Semeru National Park Agency, the NBTS. Sukaryo said that starting on Monday further, search effort would be led by the hiker's family and relatives in coordination with the Swiss embassy, adding that the local team would no longer be in charge. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Bandung Mayor Ridwan Kamil is focusing on marketing creative economy products of Bandung in ASEAN member countries. One of the target markets is Malaysia, in a store called Little Bandung, which is funded by the Malaysian government. Ridwan Kamil Sunday, June 19, 2016, that it's underway. Moreover, Ridwan said that some business owners in Malaysia have eyed Little Bandung brand. The mayor is optimistic that Little Bandung stores can finish within a month. He also asked creative economy entrepreneurs to register their products. Malaysia is interested with Bandung's product. There will be some criteria and selection. 8 Indonesians have been deported from Istanbul, Turkey, Saturday, June 18th, for alleged links with the Islamic State of Iraq and Greater Syria, ISIS. Head of Police Headquarters Public Relations Brigadier General Boy Rafli Amar said that police picked them up at Soekarno-Hatta International Airport at 6:35 p.m. on Saturday. Boy said that all Indonesians were being deported using Turkish airline TK-56. They were Andi Nur Samsi Bahri from Makassar, Laila Khalid from Surabaya, Ramzi Ramadan Mustaqim from Sidoarjo, Raisah Almira Amanda from Sidoarjo, Muhammad Mustaqim from Lamongan, Zai Raihan Mustaqim from Sidoarjo, Muhammad Arif Rahman Susanto, and Abdul Latif Fitri Haryadi from Boyolali. Police immediately took them to be questioned. However, the police failed to identify their links with ISIS. As a result, police have returned them to their respective families. Boy Rafli Amar presumed that the incident was prompted by Turkish concern about ISIS movement. The last item. Heavy rains that showered Surakarta, Central Java from Saturday afternoon through to early Sunday have caused floods that are 50 to 100 centimeters deep in several areas across the city. The flooding to which the overflowing Bengawan Solo River contributed has inundated hundreds of houses, forcing more than 2,000 people to take refuge elsewhere. The floodwaters reportedly began to inundate residential neighborhood at around 8 a.m. local time on Saturday, after which the water levels continued to rise until Sunday afternoon, forcing more residents to relocate. Search and rescue agency teams were dispatched to assist the residents, especially women, children, and the elderly, using rubber boats. Volunteers from the Surakarta Disaster Mitigation Agency and the city's Indonesian Red Cross have set up evacuation tents and dispatched public kitchen vehicles. DMI Surakarta Secretary Sumartono Hadinoto said the humanitarian aid agency had sent food supplies to the flood victims. It was predicted the number of evacuees would continue to increase as many residents were still trapped in their houses. The floods also hit Solo Baru, an elite residential neighborhood in Surakarta. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Rupiah is stronger against US dollar to 13,257. Four Chinese pharmaceutical firms to invest in Indonesia. Team stops search for missing Swiss hiker on Mount Meru. That was the news.
Listener, a commentary today entitled Improving Preparedness to Face Flood and Landslide. Over the last few days, several regions in Indonesia had been hit by floods and landslides. Some cities such as Padang in West Sumatra, Chimay and Sukabumi in West Java, and Samarinda in East Kalimantan were inundated by flash flood during several day heavy rainfall. In Mukomuko, Bengkulu, the tidal flood that rose to the land damaged about 400 stalks of corn plants, while flood in Kebumen inundated the railway tracks, causing the train operation from Purwokerto to Yogyakarta and vice versa to be stopped temporarily while waiting for the water to recede. In addition to flooding, some districts such as Kulon Progo and Banjarnegara in Central Java and Sukabumi in West Java were also hit by landslide. In Banjarnegara, it even led to 7 deaths. National Disaster Management Agency BNPB in a press release said that floods and landslide that occurred in recent days are the impact of climate change. This has caused the weather on decision to become increasingly erratic and unpredictable. High intensity rainfall frequently increase in many regions in Indonesia, causing floods, landslide, and wild wind. The National Disaster Management Agency also said that currently most of Indonesia are entering the dry season. Mid-June is usually at a dry season, but this time high-intensity rain still falls. To face floods and landslides, both the government and the public in general need to stay alert and be prepared. The National Disaster Management Agency has ordered all regional disaster management agencies, BPBD, in areas that had potential of heavy rain to keep improving preparedness against floods, landslides, and wild winds. The regional agencies had been asked to refer to the existing hazard maps that had been shared and disseminated to the public, as well as coordinating potential in the region to prepare for the worst of all possibilities. Additionally, the National Agency Rapid Response Team has been prepared to be deployed to the affected areas in less than 24 hours to assist in handling the emergency in the regions. People are also encouraged to raise awareness of the potential for disaster, especially in areas vulnerable to flooding and landslides. Not littering is a small thing that can be done by the community to prevent the danger of flooding. High rainfall intensity resulted in the overflow of rivers and waterways, and the large amount of waste can result in flooding. Listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, it's nice to be with you again in our regular Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start for impact on June 20, 1912, when vitamin was discovered. Casimir's Fund was a Polish biochemist generally credited with being among the first to formulate in 1912 the concept of vitamins, which he called vital enemies or vitamins. On June 20, 1912, Casimir's Fund succeeded to find substances that are very useful in food, and he called it vitamin. The scientists like Casimir Fund and Saint Georgi tried to isolate and separate the vitamin from food, but they found that vitamin which is separated is effectiveness not as effective if vitamin is mixed in food naturally. The next event was in 1966 when Emilio Giuseppe Farina died. Emilio Giuseppe Farina was an Italian racing driver and was the first official world champion, gaining the title in 1950. On his way to the 1966 French Grand Prix, Farina lost control of his Lotus Cortina in the Savoy Alps near Aigobet, hit a telegraph pole and was killed instantly. And the last event was in 1991. German parliamentary decided to move its capital city from Bonn to Berlin. Since World War I until World War II, Berlin was the important city for Germany. After the World War II ended and continued with a trilogy complete, which is usually called Cold War, Germany was divided into two states. Due to Berlin is in the east of Germany, which was mastered by communists, so Berlin becomes the capital city of East Germany. Meanwhile, Allies controlled the west, which was finally called West Germany, with Bonn as the capital city. On 20th of June 1991, German parliamentary moved its capital city from Bonn to Berlin. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Focus. Today's focus is on the important breakthrough for advancing the small and medium enterprises sectors in order to reach the wider community through the digital realm. The Ministry of Cooperatives and Small Medium Enterprises with the state-owned enterprises and private institutions announced that the Indonesian micro, small and medium enterprises have now entered the realm of the digital economy. Secretary of the Ministry of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, Agus Muharram, as quoted by Antara News Agency in the e-commerce for SMES media briefing in Jakarta on Friday, said this has become a priority of Ministry of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises. The program is conducted jointly by the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, Ministry of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, PT POS Indonesia, as well as Nurbaya Initiative. According to Agus, various initiatives of the Ministry of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises have been focused on facilitating small and medium enterprises in improving knowledge and business insight, access to domestic and international market, as well as the distribution of small and medium enterprises products to domestic and international destinations. Agus said that this activity is also in line with the policy of the Ministry of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, that is, targeting reform cooperatives through reorientation methods. Agus expects they would change the pattern of thinking and its action towards healthy, strong, independent, and tough, highly competitive cooperatives and small and medium enterprises in Indonesia. Thus, they could become more sophisticated, and it is ensured that no cooperatives run without IT in this country. To facilitate outreach to the community in various regions in Indonesia, the ministry expects a synergy with PT POS to private space for small and medium enterprises corners at post office location throughout Indonesia. Meanwhile, Minister of Communication and Information Rudiantara said Indonesia's digital-based economic program through the programs has encouraged small and medium enterprises to enter the online world or e-commerce. He said in Indonesia at present, there is less than 5% of small and medium enterprises which have gone online. The number may change if the government and the community support each other to ensure small and medium enterprises in Indonesia can actively compete in the realm of e-commerce so that the vision of Indonesia to become the digital enemy achieved.
was stated by President Director of PT POS Indonesia Gilarzi Wahyono Setiadi, who said the cooperation conducted with Nurbaya Initiative aims to embrace small and medium enterprises and people who do not have internet access to be able to conduct online transaction. He said Nurbaya Initiative will roll out e-kiosks in the all branches of PT POS to facilitate the public to conduct e-commerce transactions, especially for those who are not connected to the internet. Meanwhile, Minister of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, Anak Agung Gede Puspayoga, reiterates the importance of moving the small and medium enterprises sector to shore up the nation's economy. Minister Gede Puspayoga, in a press release on Friday, said that at the headquarters of the United Nations in New York, USA, he revealed Indonesia's experience during the crisis of 1998-1999 that can be passed by small and medium enterprises. In the meeting of the International Council for Small Business, Minister Puspayoga explained that during the crisis of 1998, Indonesian economic growth was of minus 13.6%. But thanks to the small and medium enterprises, slowly it could reach a 4% in 2 years. Thus, he realized the importance of moving the small and medium enterprises sector because it could sustain Indonesia's economy to the development of small and medium enterprises should be encouraged. According to the minister, the current number of small and medium enterprises in Indonesia has reached 57 million units, or 99% of total business unit in Indonesia. He was proud that small and medium enterprises sector can contribute 58% of GDP and is able to produce 97.3% in employment. The Ministry of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises is very serious in giving attention to the small and medium enterprises sector as evidence that it not only an engine of economic growth but also of employment creation. Well, that was Focus today on government announced small and medium enterprises in the digital realm. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. The rupiah, which is traded interbank in Jakarta Monday morning, moving higher by 82 points to 13,257 rupiah compared to the previous position at 13,339 rupiah per US dollar. Economist of Samuel Securitas Rangga Cipta in Jakarta said Monday that the rupiah appreciation against the US dollar after the price of commodities such as crude oil back to increase. Indonesian Islamic organization Nahdlatul Ulama has called on Muslim and non-Muslim residents in the country to invest in Sharia-compliant capital market following the launch of NU Mutual Fund last Friday. Chief of the NU Central Executive Board, Marsudi Syuhud, said in Jakarta Sunday that they call on the people to become investors in view of the fact that the Sharia-compliant capital market offers big potentials but is still growing at a slow pace. The Investment Coordinating Board, BKBM, has announced it will assist four China-based pharmaceutical companies to invest in Indonesia. Without revealing the company's names, BKBM Chairman Frankie Sibarani said the four have gathered detailed information on the latest regulations in the country, including foreign ownership and other supporting regulations. A local team involved in a search for a Swiss man who was reported missing on Mount Semeru, East Java, stopped its effort on Sunday after having spent 10 days attempting to locate the hiker. Search and Rescue Team Coordinator Sukaryo said that they have little data to use to track the missing hiker since the information provided by a fellow hiker was very limited. Bandung Mayor Ridwan Kamil is focusing on marketing creative economy products of Bandung in ASEAN member countries. One of the target markets is Malaysia, in a store called Little Bandung, which is funded by the Malaysian government. 8 Indonesians have been deported from Istanbul, Turkey, Saturday for alleged links with the Islamic State of Iraq and Greater Syria. Head of Police Headquarters Public Relations Brigadier General Boy Rafli Amar said that police picked them up at Soekarno-Hatta International Airport at 6:35 p.m. Saturday. Boy said that all Indonesians were being deported using Turkish Airlines TK-56. Heavy rains that showered Surakarta Central Java from Saturday afternoon through the early Sunday have caused floods that are 50 to 100 centimeters deep in several areas across the city. The flooding to which the overflowing Bengawan Solo River contributed has inundated hundreds of houses, forcing more than 2,000 people to take refuge elsewhere. That was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to fresh fruit, which is popular during the month of Ramadan, namely timun suri. When fasting, our body will lack a lot of fluid because Muslims only eat and drink once. Because of that, when breaking the fasting, we usually want to break the fast with fresh beverage to eliminate our thirst or dehydration. Fruits with high water content are certainly very refreshing. Timun suri, a kind of cucumber, can become a right choice. Its form is oval and has yellow, green, and white color with smooth skin. Its aroma is fragrant. Its meat is smooth and sweet. Timun suri is a fruit which can be made as fresh beverage. The content of water and typical taste of timun suri makes whoever enjoy the sensation of the freshness beverage. Listeners, timun suri is easy to be processed, only peeling its skin and cutting into pieces. You only mix timun suri with syrup and add with ice. Timun suri ice is suitable to be served after a day fasting. Fruit with scientific name Cucumis sativus is very easy to be found in the month of Ramadan, either vendor at the street or at supermarket. But beyond the month of fasting, it is not so popular, whereas timun suri is not a seasonal fruit, so it can be planted anytime. Because level of sales increases in Ramadan, so farmers plant it in several months toward Ramadan. Timun suri contains of vitamin A and C, which can refresh body and restore stamina after fasting. This fruit is also rich of fiber, so it can nourish
the digestive organs and also avoid constipation and colon cancer. Are you interested to taste timun suri? Please come to Indonesia in the month of Ramadan. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Tetap Sehat dan Bugar Ketika Berpuasa, which in English means Stay Healthy and Fit While Fasting. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly and you can repeat after me. Berpuasa. Berpuasa, which means to fast. Sehat. Sehat, which means be healthy. Bugar. Bugar, which means fit. Mengapa. Mengapa, which means why. Dua minggu. Dua minggu, which means 2 weeks. Rahasia. Rahasia, which means secret. Berbuka puasa. Berbuka puasa, which means to break the fasting. Awali. Awali, which means to start. Minum. Minum, which means to drink. Teh. Teh, which means tea. Salat. Salat, which means prayer. Nasi. Nasi, which means rice. Sayur. Sayur, which means vegetable. Lauk. Lauk, which means extra dish. Makan. Makan, which means to eat. Makanan pedas. Makanan pedas, which means spicy food. Perbanyak. Perbanyak, which means more. Buah. Buah, which means fruit. Sahur. Sahur, which means pre-dawn meal. Air putih. Air putih, which means fresh water. Kurangi. Kurangi, which means lowering. Haus. Haus, which means thirsty. Vitamin. Vitamin, which means vitamin. Madu. Madu, which means honey. Now, we give you an example of conversation entitled Tetap Segar dan Bugar Ketika Puasa, or in English means Stay Healthy and Fit While Fasting. The conversation is between A. Mary and B. Nita at the office. A. Mary, apakah kamu masih berpuasa? Apakah kamu masih berpuasa? Which means, are you fasting? B. Nita, tentu saja. Tentu saja, which means yes, of course. Mengapa? Mengapa, which means why. A. Mary, kita berpuasa sudah 2 minggu. Tetapi, kamu kelihatan sehat dan bugar. Kita berpuasa sudah 2 minggu. Tetapi, kamu kelihatan sehat dan bugar. Which means, we have performed fasting for 2 weeks. but you look healthy and fit. Apa rahasianya? Apa rahasianya? Which means, what is the special tip? B. Nita. Tidak ada rahasia. Tidak ada rahasia. Which means, I have no special tips. Pada waktu berbuka puasa, saya awali dengan minum teh. Pada waktu berbuka puasa, saya awali dengan minum teh. Which means, I start to drink tea when I break the fasting. Kemudian, saya sholat. Kemudian, saya sholat. Which means, then performing prayer. Setelah itu, saya makan nasi secukupnya, sayur dan lauk. Setelah itu, saya makan nasi secukupnya, sayur dan lauk. Which means, afterwards, I have enough rice, vegetable, and other extra dishes. Tetapi, saya tidak makan makanan yang pedas. Tetapi, saya tidak makan makanan yang pedas. Which means, but I do not have spicy foods. Kemudian, perbanyak makan buah. Kemudian, perbanyak makan buah. Which means, we are better to eat more fruits. A. Mary, apakah pada waktu sahur kamu makan nasi? Apakah pada waktu sahur kamu makan nasi? Which means, do you eat some rice at pre-dawn meal? B. Nita, tentu saja, tetapi tidak banyak. Tentu saja, tetapi tidak banyak. Which means, yes, of course, but just a little bit portion. Saya perbanyak makan sayur, buah, dan minum air putih. Saya perbanyak makan sayur, buah, dan minum air putih. Which means, I consume more vegetable, fruit, and drink much fresh water. Kurangi minuman manis agar tidak mudah haus. Kurangi minuman manis agar tidak mudah haus. Which means, you should drink less sugary drinks so that you are not easily thirsty. Kemudian, saya minum vitamin dan minum madu. Kemudian, saya minum vitamin dan minum madu. Then, I also complete my pre-dawn meal with vitamin and honey. A. Mary, oh pantas, kamu tampak sehat dan segar, walaupun berpuasa. Oh pantas, kamu tampak segar dan sehat, walaupun berpuasa. Which means, oh, that's why you look healthy and fit, although you are fasting. Oh, that's why you look healthy and fit, although you are fasting.
Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topics. Thanks for your attention. See you and sampai jumpa. Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. Today, I'll introduce you an Indonesian pop singer, Alfian. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Semalam di Cianjur by Alfian. Happy listening.
Apa indah semalam di Cianjur, janjikan
yang telah kau ucapkan, penuh kenangan yang takkan terlupakan. Tapi sayang, hanya semalam, berat rasa perpisahan. Namun ku telah berjanji, di suatu waktu kita bertemu lagi.
Alfian, an Indonesian singer, was famous in the 60s era with the hit song Semalam di Cianjur. He come from North Sumatra, the city which indeed delivered many people who have artistic talent, especially in the music and singing world. Alfian has forged to sing since childhood. Especially in his family, singing has become an important part of the tradition and for the people of North Sumatra in general. Alfian, not only singing, but he also composes own songs like the song Semalam di Cianjur. The song was inspired by the memories when overnight in Cianjur, West Java. Alfian did not describe anything about the popularity of Cianjur with abundant rice, but only the unforgettable memories of love with a girl from Cianjur. The song Semalam di Cianjur catapulted his name as a singer at that time. Almost all of the songs dedicated by Alfian became hits and popular among Indonesian music lovers around 70s era. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Senja di Kaimana by Alfian.
Ingat selalu, kan ku kenang selalu, senja indah, senja di Kaimana. Seiring surya meredupkan sinar, di kau datang ke hati berdebar. Kau usapkan tangan halus lulus di luka kanan parah penuh debu. Senja di Kaimana dan kasihmu darah dalam jiwa
sampai akhir masa. Usapkan tangan halus mulus di luka nan parah penuh debu. Senja dikai mana dan kasihmu darah dalam jiwa sampai akhir masa. Kan ku ingat senja di kai mana.
Ku lukiskan kata mesra pada kasih abadi. Ku beri hadiah menari hati. Ku tangan warna merah jambu. Terimalah persembahan di ulang tahunmu, sapu tanganku warna merah jambu. Sapu tangan membawa semua kenangan ayu. Ku ucapkan selamat hari ulang tahun padamu. Ku berikan hadiah hari ulang tahun bagimu. Danian sapu tangan warna merah jambu. Hadiri yang risau hilang, sedih telah berlalu. Sapu tanganku warna merah jambu. Sapu tanganku membawa semua kenangan ayu. Selamat hari ulang tahun padamu. Ku berikan hadiah hari ulang tahun bagimu. Indahnya yang sapu tangan warna merah jambu. Hadiri yang risau hilang, sedih telah berlalu. Warna merah jambu sapu tanganku membawa semua kenangan ayu. Kenangan ayu. Kenangan ayu.
Listener, Alfian told us much about the love that poured into his very touching works. No wonder that those who like Indonesian pop songs impressed with Alfian's songs, because the songs related directly to those who are falling in love. Besides, Alfian also much tell us about the daily lives through his songs. Well, listener, to conclude our music corner for today, let's listen to the last two songs, entitled Sebiduk di Sungai Musi and O Ibu by Alfian. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
Terpesona aku melihat wajahnya, tak kalah aku duduk di dekatnya. Sebiduk seiring aku menyeberang, berperahu ke seberang Sungai Musi. Dan ku tegur dia, namun hati enggan. Tak sabar, hati ingin menyapanya. Tak segan,
segan aku meliriknya. Sekilas tampak olehku senyumnya. Ombak pun datang, perahuku pun oleng. Tersentuhlah ia olehku. Terkejut tiba-tiba ia menolehku. Tangannya yang halus mulus, namun sayang seribu kali sayang. Sang biduk telah merapat ke pantai. Namun hati enggan, tak sabar hati ingin menyapanya. Tak segan-segan aku meliriknya. Sekilas tampak olehku senyumnya. Ia olehku terkejut tiba-tiba ia menolehku. Ku genggam tangannya yang halus mulus, namun sayang seribu kali sayang. Sang biduk telah merapat ke pantai.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, at en.voi.co.id.
Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Kata hati tak kuturunkan, pergi bermalam di kotamu. Sejak itu, lamunan rindu menggoda dalam diri. Daku Semarang menginap di Bogor. Mulai kisahku di sana. Kini ku takkan lagi mengembara sendiri. Kota Bogor menahan daku pergi. Daku bermalam di masa hidupku yang silam. Kota Bogor dan kebun raya mengakhiri segalanya. Daku semalam menginap di Bogor. Mula pertama di sana. Takkan lagi hidup datang dan pergi. Daku akan selalu di kotamu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz. 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.